One Voice Recordings presents The Man Who Could Work Miracles by H.G. Wells, with all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies. This recording is copyright 2009 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. It is doubtful whether the gift was innate. For my own part, I think it came to him suddenly. Indeed, until he was 30, he was a skeptic, and did not believe in miraculous powers. And here, since it is the most convenient place, I must mention that he was a little man, and had eyes of a hot brown, very erect red hair, a mustache with ends that he twisted up, and freckles. His name was George McWhirter Fotheringay, not the sort of name by any means to lead to any expectation of miracles, and he was clerk at Gumshot's. He was greatly addicted to assertive argument. It was while he was asserting the impossibility of miracles that he had his first intimation of his extraordinary powers. This particular argument was being held in the bar of the Long Dragon, and Toddy Beamish was conducting the opposition by a monotonous but effective "So you see," that drove Mr. Fotheringay to the very limit of his patience. There were present beside these two a very dusty cyclist, Landlord Cox, and Miss Maybridge, the perfectly respectable and rather portly barmaid of the Dragon. Miss Maybridge was standing with her back to Mr. Fotheringay, washing glasses. The others were watching him, more or less amused by the present ineffectiveness of the assertive method, goaded by the Taurus Ved.